Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Carlos Correa. Boy, what a thrill to meet you. Orlando Cepeda has been telling me all about you. How did you meet Orlando?
I signed with the Legacy Agency, and he was working for the agency, so I met him at the agency. So it was a great moment. I met his dad when I was back in the Futures game in 2013, I think, in New York City. And since then, I didn't have the chance to talk to him. So after my day game in Oakland the other day, he invited me over to his house, and we had dinner, and it was a great moment to be able to sit on his table and be able to eat with him and be able to share some of his stories in baseball.
Yeah, one of the great Puerto Rican players, one of the great baseball players of all time, the Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda, joining us with Carlos Correa here. Carlos, growing up in Puerto Rico, tell us about baseball. Now, of course, Orlando was a great star, Clemente, and all the names of Puerto Rican history. What was it like for you as a kid growing up around baseball?
Oh, it was, you know, when you're growing up watching all those guys play, listening to all the stories about Clemente, Cepeda, how good they were. You go online and you Google their stuff, you Google their numbers, their videos. They were great players. They were unbelievable players. You know, that's one of the reasons why they're in the Hall of Fame. So it was a great moment to be able to share my experiences with him and get to talk to him.
Shortstop. You're a heck of a shortstop. You're a big kid, too. Some of the shortstops that you really follow?
I followed Derek Jeter a lot when I was growing up. I look up to him. Guys like Troy Tulowitzki, Cal Ripken Jr., A-Rod. Big guys that could play the position and were athletic enough to stay at shortstop for most part of their careers.
Yeah, big guys, you don't see that many. Well, what's the challenge as a big guy playing short?
Just trying to stay athletic. Work every single offseason to try to stay agile, athletic, explosive, quick. And you know, that's something I work on every single offseason. I have a diet where I stay lean. I don't try to gain much weight. And, you know, obviously you got to get stronger every single year, but I want to get stronger without getting heavier. So that's a strict diet I follow, a strict workout I follow, and that's something I work on every offseason.
Well, I will tell you this. Your second baseman is a heck of a second baseman. He's a little bit shorter than you are, but how do you get the ball to him so you get him right in the chest?
Yeah, of course. You know, I got one of the best second basemans in the game playing, you know, right next to me, and you know, being learning a lot from him, and it's been such a great experience to be able to play next to him.
All right, challenge as a hitter. You're in the big leagues now, and of course you had a great minor league career as well. What's the challenge as a big league hitter?
The challenge is, you know, it's never easy. You know, it's never easy when you're here at the biggest stage of baseball, playing against the best pitchers in the game, and it's a grind every single day. Every single day you go out there, you gotta grind it out, try to put out good at bats, get good pitches to hit, and you know, it's something you work on every single day. You prepare in the cage, you watch videos, you do all this stuff in order to be successful. And you know, like I said before, it's a grind every single day.
How did you get the call that you were coming up?
I went after a Triple A walk off. I hit, you know, my manager in Triple A told me I was going to a big leagues to face Chris Sale, and you know, I called my parents and they were really excited, and that's where the journey began.
How'd you do against Chris Sale?
They're pretty good. You know, I think it was 1-for-3 against him. At a pop-up single and a ground ball to second base. And, you know, it was great to get my first hit of a great pitcher like Chris Sale.
Boy, what a pleasure with Carlos Correa, one of the big stars of baseball today. Still just a young man, and how do you deal with all this?
Yeah, you know, just try to, you know, respect the game, play hard every single day. I go out there and, you know, just go out there and have fun. That's pretty much the bottom line of it. It's just a game. You got to go out there and have fun and try to do the best for your team.
All right. I appreciate having you on. I want to ask, what's the diet? You have a good diet. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, just eat lean meats, just white meats, chicken, turkey, fish, seafood, stuff like that. And, you know, carbs, obviously, but not too much, and all that stuff. And, you know, obviously the greens have to be in there and the fruits. So it's a strict diet I follow in the off-season. During season, I can't do that because obviously we got AWS in the clubhouse. But during the off-season, I have a strict diet.
Did you look at the park yet, AT&T Park?
Yeah, great ballpark. Love it. Just an unbelievable ballpark. We have a lot of history and, you know, a championship ball club in the next clubhouse. So I'm really excited to face Baumgartner and the San Francisco Giants.
All right. A pleasure having you on. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.